you think of the biggest Kinks hits, you probably think "You Really Got Me," "All Day and All the Night." Maybe you think "Lola." Actually, that's not it. It was "Tired of Waiting for You." And then 17 years later, it got tied with the song "Come Dancing." Those two are their biggest hits. Made it in the U.S. number 6, and it made it to number 1 in the U.K. And Dave Davies predicted that. "Tired of Waiting" came from an old instrumental that they had. Here is Dave Davies, Ray's brother.
That song goes way back. Ray and I did an instrumental version of that in the first public appearance we ever made in a pub, and it was called "South." Years later, Ray rediscovered it as words for it. I had a bet with Paul Samuel Smith of the Yardbirds, and I bet him a fiver that "Tired of Waiting," when it comes out, would be at number one, and it was. It just smelt and felt of it. Everybody looked at each other. Where'd this come from? And they're sort of looking around, wondering who did it.
It just smelt and felt of it. Oh, Tommy Lee of Motley Crue is very angry. He called you so-called fans. He is very mad. Why is he mad? Well, apparently people are selling his autograph on eBay. They ask for it, and then they sell it. Somebody sells it with their name on it. Like, he writes their name on it, and then they white out the name. Let me give you Tommy's words on Instagram. "Just wanted to do a public post saying I'm done doing fan mail. I thought I was doing the right thing by addressing the fan mail to people by their names so they wouldn't be resold online. But now people are being so shady, they're whiting out their names and reselling on eBay. I'm done taking my precious time to have people eBay my signature. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of hours wasted. Those of you that got a signature, I hope you enjoy it and appreciate it. And those of you that are selling can go F yourselves. I'm done. Don't send any more autograph requests." Because he's so busy.